Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are you taking too much risk in your portfolio? And what are the biggest risks in your portfolio? That's our topic for Dollars and Cents today. Usually when we think of the word risk, we think of the risk of losing a lot of money. And that is one of the two really big risks in an investment portfolio. The other, though, is inflationary risk. And of course, this year, inflation has really become a big concern. And while I think some of the causes of inflation this year are temporary causes, I think long-term there are some real challenges potentially with inflation. At the same point, you know, especially as we get closer to retirement or if you're already retired, there's a concern of how much you could lose in the next bear market, and there will be a next bear market. I mean, markets go up, markets go down. There will be bear markets. There will also be bull market surges like we're seeing right now. Who would have predicted last March at the height of the pandemic that the market would be up almost 100% since then? So, you know, and over the long haul, in a 20 or 30 year period in retirement, we know the market, taking risk in the markets, the right kind of risk where it's balanced and diversified, is the best way to beat inflation. The problem is when you go into retirement, you have to draw income from your investments. So taking market risk, losing money in a bad market, can be a lot more devastating when you're in the early years of retirement and drawing income from those investments than when you're in your 40s and you have 20 years until retirement, because you're going to just let your investments sit and go through the ups and downs. And over a 20, 30 year period, the market should produce, they're not guaranteed to, they always have in the past, a nice return to beat inflation. So when you retire, you take on a new form of risk that's called sequence of return risk. And the best way to say this is, you know, we know the markets do well over 30 years. The problem is, when are the good years and when are the bad years? You know, if you're 30 years old, and you're investing, it really doesn't have a lot of impact. You know, is the market down next year substantially? If you're 30, 31 years old, put more in your 401k. But by all means, don't stop investing. And you've got plenty of time to ride it out. You're not going to touch that 401k until you're 60 or older, more than likely. But when you're retired, that's not the case. You have to pull money from your investments. And if you liquidate them when they're down and you spend that money for income, you've compounded your losses, and then that money will never come back with market recovery because you've spent the money for income. So the challenge in retirement is this competing interest of inflation in the long haul, but the need for stability of income in the short term that doesn't depend on the stock market and where you don't compound losses when the markets are inevitably down. So the two big things there I would leave you with is, one, having an income plan that doesn't depend on market investments, where in the short term, you're drawing from things that are secure and stable and not at risk in the market. And then number two, the actual market investments. Have you actually evaluated the amount of risk you're taking? Do you have balance and diversification of asset classes that don't just go up and down with the stock market, where you have a whole bunch of stuff that if one thing zigs, another thing zags? So you have balance. And then when the markets are ultimately down, you're not down as much. Now then, that means when the markets boom, you probably won't be up as much. So it's all about balance and about measuring risk. If you haven't done that in a while, or you haven't rebalanced your portfolio, you may be taking excessive amounts of risk, either with the risk of market loss or the risk of inflation, especially if you have a lot in bond funds. So be sure you're addressing the risk in your portfolio, both the market risk of downturn and the long-term risks of inflation and the risk of short-term income in retirement.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.